Good morning, Dale.
Well, Mike Fisher, Carrie Underwood's husband, kind of pulling a page out of the Garth Brooks playbook.
Or the Brett Favre playbook. He has ended his NHL retirement to rejoin the Nashville Predators. Carrie tweeted, "Fish is back. So proud of you. We want the cup." Mike signed a tryout contract so he could start working out with the team. He will sign a full contract by February 26th. Mike said, "Carrie encouraged my return, and she's usually right."
I wonder if there's more to that story. You know, Mike's retired, spend more time with Carrie. She's like, "I don't know, maybe you should go back and play more hockey."
He might be right on that. I wondered myself. Dierks Bentley's new Whiskey Row Nashville has all the usual menu items, but he also wanted healthy options. So he has red pepper hummus with garlic pita and a salad he eats at home a lot with kale, quinoa, grapes, and feta.
Why can't you people eat normal food?
Well, sometimes you got to go abnormal, don't you?
Dierks might fit that category. He's going to be here June 9th with Brothers Osborne and Lanco. I'm telling you, everybody's coming to Kansas City this year.
Really and truly. Midland say their influences include Willie, the Hag, and Waylon, and their looks from years of shopping in thrift stores because they were poor. Lead singer Mark says if you buy vintage boots, get a new sole put in. Mark had back problems for years due to wearing someone else's boots.
Well, he needed to go to the Good Feet store. They took care of my plantar fasciitis. They could hook him right up. Can we bill them for that?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Or at least lunch, right? Jason Aldean likes to binge watch Netflix. He just got done with Stranger Things and Ozark. And finally tonight, Russell Dickerson performs on Jimmy Kimmel Live. I'm Nashville Kat, back tomorrow with more news and Dish for KF Country.